Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about how to survive a traffic stop from a gypsy cop without getting shot by police. Now, we showed you a video in the beginning, you know, the top of the hour there, we started to show. We talked about, you know, this one gentleman who was stopped by a police officer because he had an air freshener, you know, hanging from his rearview mirror. And so that was the purpose of the stop. And then the officer was, you know, did, you know, what we call fishing. You know, he went on a fishing expedition and trying to see, you know, if he can get anything out of this stop. Well, he first followed this guy for like 10 minutes or so. And then, you know, he pulled him over, say, I stopped you because you had an air freshener. And then, you know, he went to asking him, okay, do you have any drugs? Do you smoke marijuana? Is there any marijuana inside the vehicle? He's like, no, I already told you no, you know. And he said, okay, we need coke, crack, you know, just ask him everything. Went down the whole list there and said, dude, no, you know, I'm just going to see my dad, going to visit my dad, you know. Can I, you know, go from point A to point B? You know, it's America. My goodness, what a concept. And so this officer continued to dig and eventually, you know, just let the guy off with a warning for having a air freshener on his rearview mirror. That is crazy. Am I a status, Felicia?
No, you're doing so good today.
Am I doing good?
You're doing so good.
All right, good.
We're working on it. It's taken me a little over 3 years.
Everyone should be so proud.
Okay, Michael, what I was going to ask you about the about this bump stock thing. When we were in court, we were talking about how you can essentially replicate what a bump stock does by tying a belt around your arm.
Okay.
So now here's my question. If that is, if you can do the same thing with a belt.
Like a belt loop?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think?
Or finger, if you just say you have a really fast finger, ladies.
Ladies.
I'm listening. Casey, I know Casey's looking at me.
Watch it.
I have to throw it in there real quick.
Well, I'm just wondering how you think that, how is something like that going to affect if more of these bump stock prosecutions go to court? Because when I was there listening to the argument, I thought the most pertinent thing was the fact that you can replicate it with a belt loop. So right. What I mean,
and also, you know, they went really weird too, because the judge also said that, you know, he asked the question, was, is this kind of like, so what you're saying is the bump stock kind of helps you, you know, fire a, you know, like a rifle, kind of like a shotgun where you have to push out, you know, to fire it, you know, kind of like a shotgun. So he was comparing it to a shotgun. You know, I'm like, God, you guys are way off base here. It's not a machine gun. It does not make a machine gun. And so I think that, you know, I maybe, you know, with that, with him asking that question, you know, he'll maybe come back and say, okay, clearly a bump stock device does not make a shotgun, a machine, you know, shotgun. You know, so you can't compare, you can't say that it makes it a machine gun. On a rifle. So, yeah.
Right.
I think, you know, we're on to something. And I'm thinking that with the Houston case, you know, eventually, you know, we're going to make it to the Supreme Court, hopefully with one of these cases, and, you know, get a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. But we got to get over to the Court of Appeals, and we have to get our case from Texas to New Orleans to the Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and then from there to the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right. I answered all my questions.
All right. Any other news stories out there?
About? Let's see here. We covered all these two things. Support for that.
Speaking of weapons, did you hear about that Chinese microwave weapon that they just released? So there's a disputed area of the border between India and China, and there were a bunch of Indian soldiers there at the outpost, and then all of a sudden, within about a minute, they all got sick and started throwing up, and they could hardly stand.
Oh, wow.
And India didn't release this information until last week.
And did India use it?
No, the Chinese used it on the Indians to get them away from this disputed area and then move in.
Wow.
Ooh. Chinese are going to take over the world.
It's more, it's more of them than anyone else.
There's more Chinese people, and they've got no ethics.
Do they have any nuclear weapons?
Well, they have these directed energy weapons, which, I mean, I'm
sure they have nukes.
Microwaves, yeah.
They've got coronaviruses, they've got a lot of stuff,
right,
Michael.
Right. I forgot about
You just wait until they send those killer Chinese hornets back over here.
Yeah, I forgot about the Rona.
The Rona, the hornets, the microwave weapons. Yeah, Kung Fu.
The city is saying, hey, the mayor is saying everyone should stay home. Don't travel. Stay home. You know, don't go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, I don't think anyone's listening because traffic has been crazy in this town.
Yeah.
Crazy. And everyone has forgotten how to drive because they haven't done it in so long.
Nobody in this city ever knew how to drive.
It's just bad. You know, there's so many people on the roads that, like, this past week, it's been insane. It's back to normal almost. You know, especially when I leave at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it's definitely back to normal. There's traffic bump of the bumper. You know, it takes me, you know, an hour to get from South Austin to North Austin now.
Yeah, it took me an hour to get from the Domain to South Park Meadows on Friday.
Yeah.
You ain't driving fast enough then.
Well, I'd get pulled over. I'm not special. I'm not a cop.
I drive however I want. I also have like 8 speeding tickets.
Man, don't say that. They're going to find you.
Yeah, I don't have any speeding tickets.
I don't have any tickets.
I have a dash cam.
No matter what that computer
says. Well, no,
says.
I've paid a bunch of them off.
I try to behave myself.
You know?
And then someone's quiet over there. He hasn't said anything. He has a
Jeep.
Oh,
I don't get tickets.
Yeah, he has a Jeep. He can't go anywhere.
Trust me.
That thing is so anywhere. It's so slow.
It's not the Jeep that's slow. It's Zach. I'm like, is that Zach or my grandma?
No,
who's driving that car?
Definitely Jeep. I'm always passing Jeeps all the time. They're so slow.
Both.
I just always obey the law, guys. I never break the law.
No, it's just your Jeep has no power. That's what it is. No power.
You run over your, what is it, Denali?
You got to catch up to it first, though. you got to hit the pedal on the right and kind of push a little bit. Just, because it's just not doing it at all. I don't know. What are you going to do?
You do drive fast. You drive fast like I do.
Do I?
Yeah, you beat me when we did a race one time.
Oh, no, I don't race.
Oh, I don't race.
No.
Like, we don't go drag racing after the show every Sunday.
No.
Come on.
No racing.
Just to see
here.
Who can get to the restaurant faster.
negative.
Yeah, I made all that up. Yeah, none of this happens. Yeah.
Although I did win last week, I just want the record.
Liars. All liars. All right, so what are you going to do for Thanksgiving, Zach?
Oh, I'm just going to follow the orders and not go anywhere.
So you're going out of town to your parents' house?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
Aren't you worried you're going to kill your parents?
Oh, well, not if I go get tested.
And
are you going to get tested?
Yeah.
And what if you have it?
Have
what are you going to do then?
No.
Oh, he's not going to get tested because you've been there like 5-6 times.
Yeah. You're a murderer.
No. I honestly wouldn't tell anyone if I did get a test. Cause that's my medical records. That's like, do you tell people, have you had your HIV test? Do you tell people that information?
Everywhere I go, it's the first thing I tell people. I say, look, I don't have AIDS.
Has anyone not ever heard of HIPAA laws? My goodness, I don't tell anyone my medical history.
What about your parents?
What about them?
Are you going to tell them?
I would tell my parents, yes, that's my family. That's a whole nother story. You know, but I'm not telling someone I don't know, my customers or whatever, my medical history.
You don't tell your customers you don't have HIV corona or anything?
No, we don't talk about that.
Only certain customers.
Hey, customers, you know. Hey, Michael, when's the last time you had your HIV test? No, we don't. That doesn't come up in LTC class.
I mean, whenever I'm out doing interviews for the show, I always tell people, hey, I don't have AIDS. You know, don't worry. It's the first
interviews you talk about.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. You ever
call from mom? Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Been to the casting couch, my friend? Watch it.
Felicia?
Yeah, I'm just going to go see my family.
What?
Oh, no, he was asking if you have AIDS.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought we decided that we're keeping medical records.
Yeah, secret. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm doing what I always do, going home.
You're going to go home?
Yeah.
You're not afraid you're going to kill your parents?
So we sat down. We had a conversation about it. My stepdad never stopped going to work. My brother never stopped going to work. They all work in the oil industry. They have to work so that we can put gas in our cars. We take precautions, but we are all relatively healthy. We wash our hands. We don't lick floors. And we've gone this whole time, and I'm the only one in my family
who's
gotten
it. Why'd
you say
floors specifically? Do you lick windows or ceilings?
I just feel...
Do you eat insulation?
And this is complete speculation. I'm just saying, like, I have done literally nothing differently since this happened.
Neither have I.
No one in my family has really altered anything, and we haven't gotten it. I'm not the healthiest person in the world. We're relatively healthy, but...
But you could have gotten it and been asymptomatic. Mm. You know what I mean?
So technically, I'm the only person in my family who had it, but I had it in February before it was a big deal if you had it.
Oh, before quarantine, pre-quarantine. Yeah, I think I got it back last December.
So no one else in my family has gotten it, despite the fact that there has been little to no change in anything that we've been doing. Yeah. And when we look at the data and we look at the recovery rates, I just don't think it's something that I have to worry about. I know that if my parents get sick, I will 100% go home and take care of them, regardless of if I get it or get it again. And we will pull through like a family, and we will do the same thing we always do.
What are you going to do, Gary?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out to...
Your mom's here.
California.
So she's already got the
Rona. I'm going to have a little special Thanksgiving with my family. Just me. And my family, son.
All right. Well, as always, more guns equals less crime. Go out there and buy yourself a gun. You've been listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Keep your change.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.